All right, it is time for the Neuron Report with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, bringing positivity to everybody who's a survivor of traumatic injuries. His website, positive-matters.org. You can learn all about some of the great stuff Matt has done. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, everyone out there. Yeah. This is good. We're going to have a really cool guest this morning. I think he's 38 years into his. He doesn't have head trauma. He was paralyzed from the neck down. He can move his arms, but he can't move his hands. But he'll tell you this story in deep, you know. But he's a teacher, and he's just taking it beyond, you know, beyond the scope of what. And he was saying how when you get out of when he was first out of the hospital, they gave him a 50-page book on how to live with your disability, and I had the same thing. We're in the same boat, just different size oars.
Did the book help?
No, we really didn't read it. We kind of just went, well, it did, because we were new to the whole brain injury situation on how to live with a head injury. I was scared to get out of the hospital because I'd been there for 4 months. You know, I sleep for three, though.
And the name of your guest, why don't you introduce him? He's on the line right now.
His name is Gene. I forgot the last name, but Gene, the homie. That's what I'll say.
Gene, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your full name, Gene?
Gene Patrick Balls Bonilla.
Well, I don't know if I can say that last name. Balls of Amia?
Bonilla, like Bobby Bonilla, the baseball player.
Oh, Gene Bonilla.
Are you guys related?
Who knows?
Okay. Tell us about your injury, when it happened, and what it was.
Okay, I was like 19 years old. I was living in a farming community. We have a river going through that community called the Gila River. And they divert that water into the farms. And there's a place where the water collects into a canal. So I dove in head first, broke my neck. I got a C4, 5, and 6 incomplete spinal cord injury. And I'm not totally paralyzed, but my hands don't work and my legs don't work. My head works and I can drive and do a lot of stuff, but I'm not like the way I used to be.
How is it that you drive?
I do not even know. I have hand controls, so I operate the gas and the brake, and I turn the steering wheel with a, just like normally. I have a device that goes on the steering wheel.
Is it a spinner knob? Do you have a spinner knob?
Yeah, it's like a spinner. It's a spinner knob.
Yeah, that's what I have, because my left side is partially paralyzed.
Listen, I just had to dump the SH word, so unfortunately you cannot say that word on good old school AM/FM radio, Gene. But don't worry, I dumped it. You're good.
I never seen poor man move that quick, man. That was good, Gene. Testing his frontal lobes and his decision making. But yeah, tell them about how you're teaching and all your accomplishments, man. Because I'm amazed at it too.
Well, when I first broke my neck, I was 19. It was a big change of life. I was depressed, and I didn't do nothing for like 7 years, and then I started becoming scared that I was going to end up in a government nursing home. So I started working with vocational rehab, and I went to college. I got a bachelor's degree in computer science. I got bored of that, and I got a master's degree in teaching. I started volunteering at a place where they needed volunteers, a school, And I decided I liked it, so I've been doing that for 13 years.
It's amazing.
I work in a high school, public high school. I'm a math teacher.
Yeah, and that's what I see. And I was in Orange Coast College for 15 years, brother. Because, and I couldn't, my thing was math. I couldn't, my parietal lobe had the hemorrhaging. And I was even in the special ed class. You know, where you go, where special, where you do the, it's crazy. But yeah, I never passed. 15 years, man. That's determination, but yeah, I didn't get an AA even. So that's what, you know. You've done so much to comments, you're still moving forward, and you're giving people the good advice, you know, about not to give up. You're a pure example of it, you know?
I'd like to say, everyone's probably familiar with that tortoise and the hare story, where, like, you know, the tortoise won the race. It's all about hard work and dedication. There were people, especially when I was doing my undergrad, way smarter than me, valedictorians, honors college, and they didn't put the work in. And, you know, I got my degree and they did it. And it's all about hard work. So don't worry if you ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer. As long as you're going to work hard and be dedicated, you can accomplish.
I know. That's all it is. You got to work hard. You got to keep it going. Like, help. Okay, go, poor man.
You got to get along with people. You got to get along with people. Develop your social skills and your soft skills.
How is it that you found out about Matthew Thomas, Gene?
By my cousin Jack Clark. He's a big fan of your program, sir, and also Matt, and he arranged the whole thing. Yeah, thank God for Jack. He's a really good guy.
Really good guy. Jack, the bartender. I didn't realize that. And our youngest listener, his son, Captain Z. Yeah, Captain Z at age 6.
He's in my golf tournament.
Yeah, they're quite a team, you know. God bless parents who stick together and raise their kids, you know.
Where do you live?
I'm a product of a single. I live in Tucson, Arizona. I was born in Los Angeles County and lived there till I was 15.
How old were you when your accident happened, where you dove into the water and broke your neck?
I was 19 and 11 months.
And I was 19 and 3 months.
You both are huge inspirations, Gene, you and Matt. The fact that you, obviously, you subscribe to Matt's thought process of being positive towards whatever you do or wherever you are in life.
Yeah. It has served me well.
Yeah, I mean, look at it. You're driving, you're teaching, you're doing everything right now, you know? And that's a huge accomplishment, because I've seen, like how you said, those people that are degrees, whatever, the highest people in your class, smartest poo-poo. You know, and I didn't say the S word.
I know. you weren't like Gene.
How smart is poo-poo, though? It just sits there. No, but anyways, how they give up, like you said, you know, because, and I couldn't get through school for 15 years, but I did all what I had to do. And then when the self-paced math said, no, I didn't take a test for a semester. And they said, no, you can't come back. And I was all, okay, that's fine. I'm done, you know. And so my co-credentials came about even better then. You know, and then it's like how you were. You know, how you got out. You told me how you had that book to tell you how to live with paralysis. I had to clean your skin every day, all these. Like your car, right?
Yeah, it's I'm pretty high maintenance lifestyle.
Do you have someone assisting you, Gene?
Yeah, I do. I got some. I could not do this without help. And it's funny, because when I was a kid, I wanted to be a hermit, and that was not in the cards. So now, like, I could not live without help. And it's so important to have a community and to not isolate yourself and to, you know, we all get on each other's nerves, but we got to work past that and love each other.
You're paralyzed from the neck down still, right? Basically?
Yeah, in a sense. You know, I'm a quadriplegic. My fingers don't move. I don't have any tricep extension. I do got a little bit of bicep. That's what allows me to drive. And I can, but it's been a long process. Like at the beginning, I could do nothing. People had to feed me and brush my teeth. And I just learned how to do things little by little.
Tremendous, tremendous story, Gene. We love it. Thanks yeah. for being on with the Neuron Report and Matt.
It's incredible, Gene. Thank you very much. And we'll keep in touch, okay? Just see how everything's going. Have you back on in like a month or two or something, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, brilliant.
Well, thank you.
Any final words you want to pass on to people dealing with tough injuries?
Listen to your heart, and you know what's right and you know what's wrong, and do what you got to do, and you'll build up momentum and things will start going your way.
Thanks, man.
All right, bro. Thank you, Gene. Let's give my hand, Gene.
All right, Matt, hang on. I'll give you an instant request. Coming up next, tremendous, sensational guest on the Neuron Report.